Hey everybody, what's going on? Today is January 3rd, 2023. Happy New Year to everyone out there. Everyone listening under the sound of my voice, I'm so excited about what God is doing, how he's doing it, who he's doing it with, and all of the things. Hey, check this out. Today I'm going to be talking about visions and dreams. So welcome to the Restructured Life Podcast, where we talk healing, confidence, and freedom. And some of those things I believe that are prerequisites for what I'm getting ready to be talking about right now. And my topic today is visions and dreams. And this year I want to maybe help some people that have been tripping over some things that are keeping them in a cycle of repeated frustration and disappointment. So, hey, we hear a lot about this new year, the new you, new goals, new visions, you know, new dreams. But let me inform you on how you can successfully move into a vision that God has for you. Not the one that you have for yourself, but the one that God has for you. And so one of the things I talked about earlier on another platform, we were talking about Ezekiel 18 and 31. And he's talking about repent, turn, and live. The Lord takes no delight in your death. And so the reason why, and so let me unpack that, because I know it's kind of far-fetched from what you may think we're talking about. But basically, Ezekiel gets this message from God to say, hey, I want you to tell them that they need to repent. They need to turn from the things that they're doing, their own way of how they're doing things. And they need to repent. They need to turn from their wicked ways. And when they repent and turn and live, meaning that I've come to give them life and life more abundantly, they need to be in right standing with me. They need to be in alignment with me. So the things that I have planned for them, the dreams, the visions that I am only giving to them, they will have them to be able to run with, and they'll be confident in that which I've given them if they do what it is that I'm saying. If they'll listen to my voice, then this is what I'll do for them. And so the Lord was pretty much giving a warning to his children to come into alignment with him unto obedience. And when obedience is at the forefront, blessings are released. I mean, we all know that you can have a blessing or you can be in just a bad place. And so we want to concentrate on blessings for 2023. I know you all do. We're in such a crazy time. We're living in unprecedented times where we're seeing things that we've never seen before. We're witnessing, we're, you know, experiencing things that we've never experienced before. But I still believe that God is on the throne. He's in control to do what it is that he says that he's going to do. And I think that we can rest and assure and believe and trust that what God is doing is the best for his children. And so I believe that God desires for you and I to be restored to wholeness. I mean, we need a right relationship with him. It's not a want. We need this thing. And so what really blesses it is when we want it. And so I believe that God is trying to let us know through the wisdom of himself, giving it to the prophet Ezekiel. Hey, listen, I need you to align with me. Turn around, repent, get in alignment with who I am, and let me show you how to do this thing. Let me show you the desires, the want-tos, the know-hows in your heart. Let me show you how to execute. Let me show you how to bring them out. And so when I think about all the people that say, well, you know, I've done this or I've done that, and, you know, I repent, but I still am not really believing in myself. Let's just look at David. Let's just check out David. I mean, David was something else. David was mighty, but David also was flawed, heavily flawed. And so here we see a man who is highly anointed, and he goes off and he sleeps with a man's wife. And we all know the story. He kills the husband, and he, you know, he's sitting around like, hey, you know, what's the deal? Like, hey, you know, this is what I do. And then, of course, there is some course correction going on there. And one of the things that I could assume about David is that David's soul was a little sick. And he needed to be renewed. And one of the things that I've learned is this. You can't fulfill your vision without being created in the newness of God. David wanted a new heart and a steadfast and confident heart. He wanted a clean heart. He said in Psalms 51 and 10, he said, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. David was asking to be cleansed by God because he knew he messed up. But David had this assurance that God was going to do it. He had this assurance because he trusted and believed in God so much. So if you're frustrated, you need to be renewed. If your vision is not clear, you need renewal. David knew his heart was an instrument that God would use to move him to destiny and fulfillment. Let's just put it like this. If your heart doesn't need healing, why are you thinking the way you're thinking? I know some of you like, well, you know, you think it's just normal just to think like you think. No. Let's really unpack this. Why are you thinking the way you're thinking? Why every time you get an idea, there's self-sabotage there? Why every time someone tells you something great, there is, you know, you object to the goodness or the blessing or the grace or the compliment that they've given you? You object to it. Why is your behavior subpar to what God spoke about you? I'm going to give you this one right here. Let's check this out. Why are you still feeling some kind of way when they got the promotion? Now, listen, this is not judgment. This is observation. Now we're coming into revelation so that we can get instruction to be able to move for what God is calling us to do. And then we can be healed and we can be set free and we can move into manifestation as God will have us to see. You got visions and dreams, and the only way they're coming to pass is through God leading you through your heart. So for 2022, I know, you know, some of you were not maybe working on your healing. Some of you may not have been working on your healing. But now we're in a new year, and it's not too late. You haven't messed it up. He says, repent, live, and be healed. Be intentional and watch, and I truly believe that this is on the heart of the Father. I think that God wants to do a quick work. Time. We have time. Time is really at this point more important. It's probably always been the most important thing, but time is, you should prioritize time. So take the time to be healed. Take the time to take care of yourself. Take the time to be intentional about growth. Take the time to sit in the presence of God. Time. Be intentional and watch God do this quick work. It says, he who began a great work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, let's go, family. We got work to do. So if you've not felt like you've been in alignment or a right place with God, this is the season where you do that. We are at the top of the year for the Gregorian calendar anyway. But we're at the top of the year. Now is the time. Be intentional about your healing. And let me drop this on you before I close out. I believe God is saying some of us are already healed. And we just don't know it. You don't know it. You can't embrace it. And you can't receive it because your mind has not been renewed. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't receive from God without the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to change. The mindset has to change. Your heart has to change. You have to feed yourself with the word, which is spirit and life. And so I hope you all got this message today. It's not too late. Repent, live, because God has great visions and dreams that he wants to move through you. He wants to help your family. He wants to help you grow. He wants to help you help other people. And so this is the time that we need to be intentional about how we bring ourselves to the Father. And I want you to be able to stand confidently in knowing that as the year progresses, that you can stand before the Father and say, I am confident in who I am in regards to who you are, Father. So you guys, I want you to have an awesome day. Again, it's January 3rd, 2023. Restructured Life Podcast. Like and share. I hope this blessed you all. And remember, some of you have already been healed. Renew your mind so you can receive it in its full manifestation. And watch God do a quick work for those who are moving into it today. So I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.